Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we take a look at summertime delights, some ways that we can create personal and group experiences for deepening our appreciation and connection with the summer season. We call to summer to be in us, to be around us, to inspire us, to energize us, to relax us, to teach us about summer's many faces and many possibilities. In celebrating summer as part of spiritual practice, it can be helpful to pick several times to do a ritual, a meditation, a reflection. And some of the times that people do their ritual work and other sacred activities are connected with the cycles of the sun and seasons and the cycles of the moon. In particular, the two summer festivals that are celebrated by people not only in the Circle Craft tradition, but other forms of paganism, are the summer solstice, which begins summer, and the first of the harvest festivals, Lunasa, Lammas, which happens in late July and early August. In addition to these two seasonal and solar holidays, we have full moons, and in the summertime, being able to be outside in warmer weather under the moon can be quite magical. There are a variety of other times throughout the summer that are special times for people. In the United States, there are official holidays of July 4th, Independence Day, Birth of the USA, and Labor Day, which for some really marks the end of the summer season, although it doesn't officially end until fall equinox. I'd like to share with you some ways to connect nature and summertime in your own personal life. One of the most important things is to spend as much time as you are able to do so out in natural settings, outside. This could take the form of taking a brief walk each morning. It could take the form of, whether you're in a rural or a suburban or an urban area, greeting the sun each day as it rises and greeting the sun as it sets. Being able to enjoy sunrise and sunset in summertime can be a pleasant and colorful experience. being out at midday when it can be quite hot can also be a good experience as long as one takes precautions, and whether that's putting on sunscreen or being in a more shaded area as one enjoys a sunny day. Being able to connect with the sun throughout the course of the day, being able to get fresh air, to be outside, to exercise, to appreciate the growth of vegetation. If you're in a climate zone where summertime is green and abundant, all of these can really strengthen your connection with the summer season as a whole, as well as help reduce stress and be a very healing way of doing things. So some additional things to consider for connecting with summer. How are you decorating your home for the season? One of the things that I like to do is to go out and harvest fresh herbs, flowering herbs in particular, and to create arrangements for altars and in my kitchen on the main countertop by bringing in some clippings from gardens, or if you are in a place where you can do wildcrafting from the wilds, is a way of having that exuberant, beautiful, flowering, greeny time of summer, of bringing that into your home space. If you decide to do that practice, then periodically you need to freshen up your vases of greenery and flowers as the vegetation that you've clipped goes through its own kind of natural cycle of being vibrant and then in decline. And one way of doing that is to keep adding some fresh sprigs as you remove ones that are past their prime. One of the great things about having flowers and greenery that you've gotten from the outside into your own home, it not only gives you a interface between those two dimensions of being the external and the internal of your home, but it is a wonderful thing to focus on as you are outside taking nature walks or doing work in the gardens. Another really wonderful activity for the growing season for summertime is spending time in gardening environments. Some find that by having herbs in the garden, one not only can harvest of them for salads, to have fresh greens, and to make teas, and to use in cooking and in ceremonies, but it's therapeutic and relaxing to be working with plants in their living forms. And a variety of different herbs can be great additions to the garden, complementing more ornamental plants that aren't used for sacred work. But any plant really can be worked with in sacred ways if you develop a strong relationship with it. One of my favorite things to do during the summertime is to take long meditative nature walks. Being focused on the process of walking and experiencing the beauty of summertime around you. Tuning in to the different vegetation you encounter, the different creatures you encounter visually, through sounds, through the other senses. As night comes on, something that I have delighted in since I was very young is watching lightning bugs come out and flash their lights. And it's really amazing to sit and watch the trilight come on and then see these beautiful lights popping up in different places. There are a variety of different types of lightning bugs and flashing in different rhythms. Being able to have that experience is something that has been timeless for me. Another favorite activity that can be quite delightful on a summer night also involves connecting with twilight. For this, go to a place where you can sit or stand comfortably and gaze into a wooded area. With sufficient light that you can see trees, their branches, their leaves, get yourself in position for what I call the Green Ones meditation at least 20 minutes before sunset. As you gaze into the forest, call on the Green Ones to be with you, to guide you, to aid you. And then as you look into the greenery before you, allow your vision to focus on the interplay of dark and light, of the vegetation with a background of sky. You may find yourself seeing one or more green faces in the leaves, especially as the lighting changes, the lighting dims. Easier to go into a meditative state and to scry on the living leaves. And when you find yourself seeing visions of green faces, green men, green women, green spirits, letting that be a focus for your meditation. And paying attention to what thoughts and feelings come to you as you interface with the green world. In like fashion, but at the other part of the day, getting up before dawn, being in a place with vegetation, with wild creatures. As dawn comes on, seeing the interplay of the light on the vegetation, paying attention to the changes in sounds that you encounter. In particular, bird sounds as sunrise comes. taking even 15 minutes out and going to a natural place with natural sounds and just tuning in to those sounds can be very centering, relaxing, and healing. I enjoy listening to the sounds of different types of birds as its own kind of meditation. Certainly, some people who are avid birders may also want to identify the different sounds that one hears as part of developing expertise in bird identification. But it's not necessary to know the names of the birds to be able to appreciate the wonderful melodies that different types of birds have as their song, and to have the rich tapestry of sound with different types of birds calling out, chirping. That itself can be very therapeutic, just listening to sounds of birds. In contrast to human-made sounds by vehicles and human talking and mobile devices, being able to get to a place where you can really focus on non-human sounds, sounds of nature. Something that could be good at summertime, but also can be good year-round, is fasting from electronics. Even if it's only for a half hour, turning off cell phones and tablets and computers and television and radio and other devices that we may use for education, for work, for entertainment, other ways during our day-to-day life. Allowing oneself to disengage from the cyber world and just be present in the here and now. Attunement to quietude. It does not have to be perfect silence. Indeed, as mentioned just now about bird sounds and other natural sounds, that can really be a healing experience. Practicing a form of deepening awareness of not only what's around you, but what's within you. Being quiet can help your own deep thoughts be attended to, guidance to come. As another way of connecting with the delights of summertime is to go and live outdoors. Go on a camping expedition. Choose your level of camping comfort. It can be something quite rustic, a small pup tent. It can be something quite luxurious. In fact, there's a name for luxurious camping, glamping. But the idea is to to spend at least an overnight out in a natural place, living outside of your normal home, living in a natural environment, experiencing the sounds throughout a 24-hour period. There are many types of parks, state parks, national parks, local parks, forest preserves, private and public nature centers and sanctuaries. Some have, as their summertime delight tradition, vacation spots and going there for a week or two or even longer. And if you are one of those that goes to a vacation spot, the same one year after year, you may want to have woven into the act of arriving and the act of leaving some form of ritual, celebrating the summertime home, doing a blessing on the home as you arrive, and a thanksgiving as you depart. Tuning in to what you like about the area in which you are dwelling. Many people will vacation in places that are different from where they live year-round in order to have a change of pace. And clearly, taking a break from a long-standing routine not only can be relaxing, but it can give one an opportunity to discover different parts of self that, while they're within you, may not really have an easy way of being experienced during the rhythms of day-to-day life. If you go to a vacation spot, whether it's on a yearly basis or you change that, one of the things that you might find interesting to do is to do a meditation on the layers of culture and history in that particular place. You could do that all intuitively, or you might find it also interesting and helpful to go and find out a bit about the local history of a place. One of the places that I enjoy going to as part of my summertime vacation is the ocean. And in addition to the arrival ritual and departure ritual of the place where I stay each year, I am living right alongside the ocean, and I make it a point early on, within a short while of arriving and settling into the place where, which is my vacation home, is to go out to the beach and to call to the ocean, to honor the ocean, to give the ocean an offering of praise and honoring, to cast a quartz crystal, small one, into the ocean, a symbol that's been linked with the ocean since ancient times, depending on which part of the world you're in, and which continues to be associated in contemporary times as well. Some like to go to the mountains, some to a lake, some like to travel to places not yet experienced in this lifetime. If you have as part of your summer experience travels, you may find it wonderful to meditate, even if it's only for a few moments, each of the special places that you visit. Indeed, in planning a trip, you may want to do some research into the areas even before you go, and to do a creative meditation in which you envision yourself going to the place or places that you are considering for your travels, your summertime travels. Cookouts have been a favorite summertime delight by a variety of people in different places. Some people like grilling over an open fire of wood. Some like the gas grill or electric grill option instead. Being outside and preparing food, especially in a group setting, can be a lot of fun. Being able to smell the fragrant aromas of the food cooking, having fun with others that are there to celebrate the summertime. Group activities can take many different forms, but many of the summertime delights that are most appreciated are those that involve not only gathering with friends and or family, but sharing food, sharing support, sharing ideas. You may find in the summertime that a trip to an ancient or contemporary sacred site or center can bring about wonderful experiences. Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve is a place that people visit year-round, and we have been expanding visiting days and visiting hours this summer so that additional people can come and experience the beauty of the land, whether they are interested in connecting with the event of the time or not. And we do have a variety of events at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve throughout the summer months. And as I mentioned before, we have some visiting days. What we've noticed is those that come and visit, in addition to interfacing with others that are on the land for part of the journey, there's a real interest in walking our trails and setting up in meditation spots and doing personal rituals. Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve is an example of a place that some people would call a pilgrimage destination. Another thing that can be a summertime delight is to do travel without a set itinerary and to intuitively go where you feel drawn to go. Still, some basic prep ahead of time can be good, especially if you are doing international travel and you're in a place that you don't know customs and you do not speak the language well. But allowing oneself to spend time exploring as one moves from place to place can be a great summertime delight. Creating rituals with others to celebrate the summer can take a variety of forms. They can be quite simple. And the simple ones can be powerful as well. Campfires, balefires, bonfires can be a ritual unto themselves. There's something very primal about sitting around a fire with others on a summer night in particular. Being able to gaze into the fire, to feed the fire, the aromas, dried herbs cast into a fire, burning, the aroma of hardwood blazing, the sounds that fires make can really be delightful and fulfilling. There are a number of symbols connected with the whole summertime, the summer season. One of those symbols is that of the sun, often in the form of a sun disk. And a meditation that you may find helpful to do on your own or as part of a group goes like this. Begin by finding a comfortable place to sit, taking deep, slow breaths to relax yourself. And to attune to the focus, that of communing and healing with summertime. And as you continue to relax yourself, call to the spirit of summer, the spirit of the season. Pay attention to what you experience in the quiet. And now, as you are relaxed, journey with me into a beautiful valley, vibrant green, with all the greenery that is thriving. And continue imagining yourself in this summer scene. And now you call to the spirit of summer to come forth to be with you, to guide you. spirit of the summertime, I call to you. I honor you. I invite you to be with me, teach me, to heal me, to transform me. Spirit of the summertime, come. Spirit of the summertime, come. Spirit of the summertime, come. And now reflect for a time and pay attention to what thoughts, images, sensations you experience. And the spirit of summertime now takes a form and appears before you. What form does the spirit of summertime take? What message does the spirit of summertime have for you right now? And then invite the spirit of summertime to answer this question. What is something that I can add to my life to deepen my connection with summer? To strengthen my spiritual work? Pay attention to what guidance comes immediately. Pay attention to ideas that may happen later in the meditation or after the meditation is over. And then as you feel complete, give thanks to the ways you have encountered summertime. And as you return to a more waking state of consciousness, reflect a few moments on what you experienced. Another meditation that you can create and work with on your own or with others involves summertime connections with the elements. If you are working with the circle craft system or some other form of paganism that works with the sacred elements of nature and assigns them a direction, you can craft a way of calling each of those directions and elements. For the earth, which is linked with the north in many traditions, including the circle craft tradition, there's a link in with physical well-being, connecting with the earth, with the grounding and centering power of the earth, can be an excellent thing to do. For the air, fragrant breezes, pollinators moving from one plant to another, pollinators being an inspiration, of being out and about in natural environments during this time. Connecting with water in one or more of its forms in ritual work. Dew from a sacred herb at dawn. Water flowing up from deep within the earth, an artesian well or spring. Connecting with spirit, that which combines all the elements together. Can bring about balance as well as healing. The joining of earth, the rocks, the soil, our physical bodies, the air, our intellect, our reason. Sacred fire, fireflies, comets, the sun, energy, life force, and growing things. Spirit. Deep within and around, joining the earth, the air, the fire, the water, that which is above, not only our atmosphere, but beyond the universe, that which is below, the land, the soil, the terrain where we are, but the planet as a whole. Chanting can be another way of tuning in to the delights of summer. Chanting. Free-form chanting. Creating chants. Writing poetry. Chants can be spoken, chants can be sung. Another way of attuning to summertime. Berry picking. Going out and wildcrafting in fields. Going with a camera to do nature photography, ways of delighting in the ever-changing tapestry of life forms, climate, lighting, as you move through various areas. summer, a time of longer days and shorter nights, and clearly it depends on how close you are or how far away you are from the equator for that, and which hemisphere you're in as to what month and months your summertime is. Stargazing, another summertime delight. And clearly that is ancient. Peoples of many paths around the world would see the beautiful stars and planets at night. And many stories, lore, have come from experiencing summer in mythic ways. Try your hand at writing a poem about summer. Try your hand at writing about a summer experience. Try your hand at writing an invocation of summer, a summer meditation that you can use yourself, or you could use in helping to facilitate this work with others. Whether you make altars with beautiful forms of vegetation or summer symbols such as sun images, whether you chant, whether you create and experience meditations, do nature walks, nature communion, whether you do rituals, know that the intention to deepen resonance with the summertime can also aid you in enhancing your creativity. Another aspect of summer to consider is going to a pagan festival. It can be a localized one, a state or regional one, a national one, an international one. There are many types of conferences, outdoor camping festivals, other gatherings. And while increasingly they're happening around the wheel of the year, the ones in the summer make it possible to spend more time outdoors. We put on the Pagan Spirit Gathering every year, a week-long celebration of summer solstice and pagan culture. We put on Welcome Fall, which is preparatory gathering for Pagan Spirit Gathering. We hold various moon circles, and of course there's our 3-day Green Spirit Festival, which is just concluded for this year. Festivals are convergences of pagans from different paths, and sometimes old folk customs are woven into the mix. Sometimes new customs get started during a festival. If you have not yet experienced a summertime campout pagan festival, you may find it really growthful to do so, a way to connect not only with the summertime, but with other people. going to places known and unknown, outside and inside. Part of the magic, part of the delights of summertime. I'm hoping as you have been listening to this program on summertime delight, that you will find some tradition, possibility to weave into your own celebration of summertime. And we give thanks to the summer. We give thanks to traditions, ancient and more recent. We give thanks to others that are in our lives that we celebrate summertime with. We give thanks to the summertime, to the spirit of summer. Continue to be with us and guide us and teach us. So mote it be. We'll be right back.
for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.